We talk a lot about FOMO, that is fear of missing out, but what is the true financial cost of FOMO? We've got new data that answers that, and it will likely surprise you. Good thing we have everyone's favorite smart shopping expert, Trey Botch, as our guest co-host to walk us through what we need to know and what all this data kind of says about us on this edition of Money with Friends. Welcome to the Money with Friends podcast. I am certified financial planner, Bobby Rebel, host of the Financial Grown Up podcast, coming to you from my very grown up kitchen in New York City.
And I'm Trey Botch, smart shopping expert, dialing in from my home office in Montclair, New Jersey.
And this is the money news show that includes commentary on recent headlines and stories with thought leaders from across the financial landscape like Trey Botch. We break them down into what matters to you, our friends, and we leave you with a takeaway to make it your own. Big thanks to Round for supporting Money with Friends. Round is a digital consultant that gets members direct access to premium investments. With Round, your money is actively invested with Wall Street's top fund managers. Open a Round account today to access Forbes' number one rated app for high-end investment management. Head to investround.com/MWF for more. Trey, holiday shopping season is over. Do you feel a huge weight off your shoulder?
Yes. It is such a busy time for me, and I just have to put my blinders on and just go, go, go. I'm, you know, camera ready basically 24 hours a day and have to drop everything many, many times during the holiday shopping season. So January is always a bit of a like, oh, yes. But actually, I jumped in in January pretty quickly, partnering with a brand with some folks from my former position at RetailMeNot, where I was their spokesperson. And the company's called Self Financial. And it's a great service for people who are trying to improve their credit. It's a it's actually a loan that's in the form of a CD. And you get the money when the CD unlocks in about 12 to 24 months, your choice. And you make on-time payments towards that loan every month. And that on-time payment history is reported to the credit bureaus, which can really affect your credit score. And then what I really love about it is at the end of the term, the CD unlocks and that money comes back to you minus interest in very low fees. So it's a really good way to potentially build your credit, but also save for a rainy day at the same time. So I've had a lot of fun this month helping get the word out about Self. So that's what I've been up to.
Well, very important. We're going to be talking actually about debt. So that's a good solution for people to consider. Let's see which one of our friends is going to bring us into the headline.
This is Scott from the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. The money talking party starts now. It's time for Money with Friends.
All right, Trey, you got this.
Okay. So the first story that we're going to talk about for this episode is about FOMO. As you said, title is A New Study Reveals the True Cost of FOMO. It's from Inc. magazine by Cameron Albert Deitch, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And I'll dive right in. So it's no secret that a large number of millennials are in financial distress. Student loan debt and low paying jobs are big factors, but there's also another lesser known culprit. Add FOMO spending, in quotes, to the list. In a new study of 1,045 Americans aged 18 to 34, nearly 40% said they had gone into debt just to keep up with their friends' lifestyles. Most commonly, they combat their FOMO, shorthand for fear of missing out, by spending on food, travel, clothes, alcohol, and electronics. The study was conducted by research firm Qualtronics and personal finance company Credit Karma. The good news is that more than half of those surveyed say they spend money they don't have on lifestyle purchases a maximum of once per year, which was good to see. Unfortunately, 21% admitted to engaging in FOMO spending at least once per month. More than a third of participants in the study doubt that they can keep up with their friends for another year without going into debt. The researchers attribute the findings to social anxiety, writing that 30% of millennials spending 30% of millennials spend money that they don't have because they're afraid they won't be included in a future activity if they don't. Among those who go into debt, the report found, 73% don't tell their friends about it.
And we're going to have some very interesting results from our Instagram friends in just a few minutes. But let me finish this article because this is a nice part. At least they have some ideas. The study suggests a few tips to help millennials stick to their budgets. Number one, be honest with your friends. If you're keeping your financial struggles secret, they might be doing the same. That is so true, Trey. We'll talk about that. Suggest number two, suggest free alternatives. Invite friends over rather than going out. You can even, by the way, I'm just going to add this, make it a potluck. And number three, limit your credit card use. If you rely on cash, you'll only be able to spend a finite amount. Reaction, Trey.
Oh, I mean, these are great tips. And I talk about this kind of thing a lot. I mean, I would say all three. I love your idea of a potluck. That is something that I suggest often. But I do see a lot of younger people doing this, buying the brand new iPhone, for instance. Why is it that I'm seeing so many 24, 28, 30-year-olds walking around with the brand new iPhone when I could guess that they had the last version and it was perfectly fine? And I think this is all a part of FOMO. I think a lot of people in this age range are getting engaged and married, and it's ramping things up in terms of spending. Obviously, some people have family money, some people don't. And I just feel like we can get into a lot of trouble if we're following in the footsteps of our friends who may be in a different financial situation than we are.
Or as they point out in the first suggestion, if you tell your friends, you might find out that they're actually in a similar situation. And here you are basically cross-sabotaging each other's financial responsibility and financial stability. I don't even think that you're trying to impress your friends. You just kind of don't want to say something that might be uncomfortable. You just don't want to have that conversation. You just want to be agreeable and enjoy your life is a lot of it.
Yeah. I mean, I think actually it's a little bit of both. I think people want to keep up with their friends. And if your friend just bought a brand new BMW and maybe you need to buy a brand new BMW, but maybe your job doesn't allow you to do that financially. And so I think there is a little bit of a race, especially in this age range where people are moving up in the world and they want to show that their friends that they are doing that. So I just think this is a very slippery slope for people. And I agree with the suggestion that we should be honest with our friends and let them know. I remember many years ago, I was in a bit of a financial tight spot, and I had to tell a couple friends, you know, I'm so delighted that you've invited me to Jamaica for your wedding, but I can't afford to do that right now. So I hope that you have a celebration in New York that I can go to and be a part of that piece of it, but I won't be there for the wedding. And it is what it is. I mean, if I had taken that trip to Jamaica, I'd be paying that off for months and months and months.
And your friends ultimately don't want that. Okay, we did put this to our Instagram audience. Now I have the results here, and I'm going to put Trey on the spot to guess what our Instagram friends did say. And by the way, the handle there, if you guys want to participate, is @moneyfriendspod. That's also our handle on Twitter. Here's the question, Trey. We asked our audience, do you ever get FOMO and spend more than you should to keep up with your friends? And the answers, the choices were #truth or nope. What do you think our money friends had to say?
I would say 75% of people said they spent more than they wanted to or needed to.
No, it was the other way. No, it said, now granted, this is a selective audience.
Yes,
66%.
True. As I was saying that, I was thinking that.
Yeah,
like,
we'd like to believe our money friends won't have that happen. But frankly, it happens to all of us in different situations. Let's be honest. We've all kind of taken a deep breath and paid for our share of a dinner bill that we were not thrilled about, at least, you know, once, if not many, many times. So we always do things to kind of keep up with our friends. But our money audience, so 66% said nope, meaning they do not get FOMO and spend more than they should to keep up with their friends. And 34% did say truth. And I should say we got a very, very high response to that. Among the people that said truth is Jackie. Sydney also said truth. And I'll give you one more truth. Oh gosh, a lot of people did say no in the initial thing I'm pulling up. But, here. I'm figuring out that you can tell this is taped live. And Luis and Brittany all said truth. And among the people that said nope were Mital, Justin, Eloina, Ryan, Eric, Suzanne, and Michelle and Clementina. That's a cool name, Clementina. So thank you for your votes. We did do one more question. If you were in FOMO debt, would you tell your friends? So that goes to one of the solutions. Would you tell your friends? So Trey, what do you think our friends said? The questions were keep it secret or that's what friends are for.
I think the majority would say keep a secret.
You are correct. Yeah. The majority did say keep it secret. And that was, but not by a huge amount. It was 54% and 46% said that's what friends are for. And yeah. And among the people that would, you know, I'm not going to say the people that would keep it secret because I don't want to out them. Actually, but I will say that's what friends are for. And among the people that said that's what friends are for, we had Grace, we had Sophia, Kyle, Keith, Tyler, Sarah, Ashley, and Benjamin. So thank you for your votes, but we'll keep the ones that want to keep it secret. We'll keep those secret. And then Trey, you have some of the responses. We did ask our audience, what would you suggest as ways to avoid FOMO debt?
Yeah, so there are some really good suggestions here. Some are that we touched on a little bit before. One is from M. Armstrong 89, which is host friends at home, attend free local events and concerts, take group vacations to split the cost. I love that one. Trinidad Ashlyn said, I've learned to budget in fun money monthly so we can still go out when invited, which is a really good one as well. Sarah said, set personal goals and remind yourself of them regularly to keep focused. Grace Chu said, follow your own values rather than other people's values. Vincent Cipollone said, dislike most things people your age, like traveling, dogs and brunch, etc. works for me. So that was funny. And Keith Couture said, plan your own time so you have options.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Good suggestions. We tape this in front of a live audience on Facebook and sometimes on YouTube as well. So we encourage everyone to join us on YouTube. You can just go to YouTube and search for Money with Friends. On Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/iStackBenjamins. We have Kevin here with us and he is asking, do you think FOMO can ever be positive in that it can encourage folks to find ways to earn more? What do you think, Trey? Motivation.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility. You know, if you see other people around you doing really well, that might spur you on to do better yourself. So, yeah.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I think it's always good to be inspired by people that are working hard and being successful at different things. So before we get to our takeaways, I do want to take a minute to talk about investing and how you're managing your money right now. There's a lot of people focusing on the stock market in the new year, and lots of people think about what they're going to do, but then their actual portfolio, we kind of tend to ignore it and could probably use some work. That is where Round comes in. Round is a digital investment consultant that gets members direct access to premium investments. With Round, your money is actively invested with Wall Street's top fund managers. That means investing with fund managers who can strategically reallocate your money during market volatility. They also get your money exposure to alternative asset classes, the ones you've been meaning to invest in but haven't had time to research. Instead of dealing with a financial advisor looking out for their own bottom line, they're looking out for yours. In fact, here's something that might surprise you guys. Round even waives their fee if your returns turn up negative in a given month. That is how sure they are. Open a Round account today for access to Forbes' number one rated app for high-end investment management. Head to investround.com/MWF for details and to get started. That is investround.com/MWF. And please do use our link if you want to learn more because that helps us to support the show. Let's do our takeaways, Trey.
Yeah.
Let's, do you want to do first or you want to go last?
I'll go first this time.
Okay.
So here's my thought. These days, we don't only personally witness what others have around us, but we see it all over social media. So not only our friends and family, but people we admire, people we follow. So it's really hard not to compare your own life to others' lives. So now more than ever, it's crucial to focus on and appreciate what we personally have and get comfortable with that. Certainly, we can set goals and strive, like we were just talking about, but we should try not to waste energy on petty jealousies, especially if we can't afford those things that we covet.
That is very well said. I think it's really important what you said about don't waste energy, because that's really what it is if you aren't going to be able to keep up with your friends financially. And by the way, you might have the money to, that just might not be where you want to spend it. Let's not forget about that. our friends' great values point. Are not always, and priorities are not always our priorities, and they may have a very different family situation. So my takeaway kind of focuses on that, is it's okay to say no, and it's okay to not give too much information. You don't have to say, I'm saying no because I make this much less than you or whatever. It's a little TMI sometimes. If someone's truly your friend, they're going to get it. Just say, I can't do it. You know, it's just not going to fit in whatever budget, whatever. But you don't have to give so much explanation. You can just express the fact that you would love to participate, but maybe suggest an alternative, as we had those suggestions at the end of the piece, and just move on. And don't stress out about it. Life's too short. Focus on the friendship aspect of it. And yeah, I don't know. That's kind of it, right, Trey? I didn't really end with a punch there, but it's from the heart.
No, and a really good point. So this is really important for all of us to think about, no matter what our age.
Absolutely. All right, Trey. By the way, this is your second to last show. We are rounding up our season here on Money with Friends. You're going to be back tomorrow. But while I still have you here, tell me a little bit more about what's going on in your world in early 2020.
Yeah. So I'm barreling ahead into 2020. Helping people save money on their day-to-day expenses, save money long-term. You can find all of that at TrueTray.com or TrueTray on social, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you prefer. I'm doing a lot of work this year with SlickDeals.net, which is my favorite deal site. They have a brand new browser extension. It's their browser extension for Chrome, which means, and you may have heard me talk about browser extensions before, they are free to install and they just make your browser smarter. So as you're shopping, little alerts will pop up and let you know that there are available coupons through Slick Deals. And because their deals are crowdsourced, they are stronger than other deals out there. So I'm excited to help spread the word about Slick Deals' new browser extension and then their awesome site as well.
Yes, and I have used Slick Deals, especially when we had a little appliance emergency here and Trey helped me out. And Slick Deals provided amazing information and really helped me in that situation. So I highly recommend it as well. And I highly recommend you come join us again tomorrow, because we're going to be talking about the luxury retail business and some things that they are doing that they think are going to work. I don't know. I'm curious to see what Trey has to say, but it will definitely be an interesting discussion because, could be some disagreement. And we also have some interesting results from our money friends on the surveys we did on Instagram. If you want to read this article or learn more about Trey and our other amazing thought leaders on Money with Friends, please check out our website, moneywithfriendspodcast.com. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, please participate in our Instagram surveys. You can do that by following us on Instagram at Money Friends Pod. Stick close to the stories of Instagram. That's where we usually post them. We also let you know when we are going to be recording the shows. And we love it when you join us. And thank you, Trey, for joining us.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. I'm sad this is my second to last episode.
Well, we'll figure out a way to keep you roped into the Money with Friends community. And on that note, bye everyone. Have a great day.
This show is created and hosted by Joe Saul-Sehy and Bobby Rebel, and is a joint venture of BRK Media LLC and Stacking Benjamins LLC, copyright 2019. Taylor Eichenberg engineered this show, and Ashley Wall is the producer. For a list of our friends who appear on the podcast, head to our website, moneywithfriendspodcast.com. You can also check out our schedule for upcoming recording sessions so you can join us and be part of the show. As with anything, remember, you shouldn't take advice from any of us or any other video or podcast without first talking to your financial advisor, and that the people in this episode are here for your and their entertainment purposes only. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and we'll see you back here next time with another episode of Money with Friends.